Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. We're back on. We're back on. We got some good news for you. Got some good news, wonderful news, extraordinary news. The King is coming back. Amen. Jesus Christ is coming back to the earth. Amen. He's coming back, amen, to renovate. He's coming back, amen, to change the whole society. He's coming back to get rid of sin, death, and everything that's opposed God. He's coming back to get a church. He's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. He's given an opportunity for those during the tribulation period to accept Jesus Christ or accept the Antichrist. And according to the word of God and according to the Holy Scriptures, majority of the world will be lost. I wish to God, I wish to heaven and earth that the whole world could be saved. I wish that. It's a dire wish, amen, because the Bible's already said many going to go in thereat, for broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many go in thereat. In the last days, my friends, I don't care. You can fool around, and I don't want to come on like this. You can fool around and make jokes of the word of God, make jokes of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You can have a form of godliness and denying the power. You can talk about God against him all you want, but I'm dire warning you. I'm warning you. If you leave this planet without accepting Jesus Christ and him only, you will burn in hell. You will be lost forever. You will be separated from God. You will be tormented. You will regret the day you was born, that if you miss heaven, because to tell me hell, was prepared for what? The devil and his angels and his fallen angels. That's what hell was prepared for. It was not prepared for humanity. It was not prepared for man, because man is made after the image and the likeness of God, and God don't want his family to be destroyed. And we know there's going to be a remnant. There's going to be a remnant all through the ages. There has already been, and in the process of now, there's going to be a remnant of people be saved from the beginning of time to the end of time. Don't miss heaven. Please don't miss heaven, because you refuse to let Christ pay for your sins when you reject him. Don't reject him, because if you reject him, you will be responsible for your own sins. You will have to pay for your own sins. You will have to go to a place separated from God, because sin cannot dwell with a holy God. Sin just not and cannot, will not dwell with a holy God in the presence of his holy angels and in the presence of his holiness when we get to heaven. No sin will enter heaven. So the only way you can escape hell is you have to be washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves men, women, boys, and girls through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, amen, is the number one thing, because without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, no soul will be able to be saved except Christ died and rose again, and he's coming back to get a church. I'm talking about a church. I'm talking about a holy church. A church that he own blood. No denomination cannot purchase the church. No pope can't purchase the church. No preacher can't purchase the church. Nobody on this planet can purchase a church that will be pleasing to God. The only one who was able to do that is what Jesus Christ said. Up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. What kind of church, preacher? A holy church. Out of what kind of people? Black people, white people, Chinese people, Jewish people, Hungarian people, Polack people, all kinds of nationalities and cultures and people, God is going to redeem those that accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Do you realize what that means? That means that I have eternal life through his Son forever. I'm sealed with the Spirit until the day of redemption. This is what? This is Watchman on the Wall. And I got with me in the background Brother Tim Jackson from down there in Texas. And I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia on Block Talk Radio. And he's with me tonight. Amen. And we're going to wrap it up. Amen. We're going to wrap it up this year, Babylon system that's in the making of today's modern government and officials and all kinds of things that's going on in the world today. Why? Because we're coming to a one-world government. And this one-world government come from Genesis 11th chapter. The devil is still trying to rule the world. Come on, people. Listen to me. The devil is still trying to rule the world. He wants to rule the universe, and he wants to rule your life. He wants to condemn and damn your life into eternal fire because he no longer has any participation in what? Heaven. He is done. I mean capital D-O-N-E. He is cooked. Done. He's dead. He up for what? He's up for a long sentence. He's up to go to prison. I mean the bottomless pit. And from the bottomless pit, he's going into the lake of fire, and his sentence is forever. Woo! Forever! He's going to be tormented. Tormented forever. No ceasing. No end. He's going to be weeping. And you talk about weeping and gnashing the teeth. The human race, those that reject Christ, going to be weeping and gnashing the teeth. And so is the devil, but he ain't going to be able to cry. Woo! And he is doomed forever. And what he want to do, he wants to take over God's throne. He wants to take over the world. He wants to take over the universe. And now he's in participation to get ready for that great, great, great 70th week. That 70th week is coming up. It's coming up so soon. Why? Because everything that the Bible said that would take place before this happened is in the making right now. 24/7, when you go the night, Bible prophecy is rolling, buddy. It's rolling and it's rolling, and pretty soon we're going to roll right into the 7th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. But let me tell you about that. Let me tell you this before I even get into further, so I won't misconstrue. The church, the body of Christ, will not go through the tribulation period. It will not touch the tribulation period. I'm going to let you know this, and I'm going to turn it over to the brother. And I'm going to give prayer before I turn it over to the brother, and then he's going to come on whatever the Lord laid on his heart. The church will not be here. It will be raptured up. And then the one world government will take place. The Antichrist will arrive. The Jews will build their temple. They will offer sacrifices. And this 70th week will last 7 years. It's the last 7 years that God promised the Jewish people that he will restore their land, restore their kingdom, restore the right for salvation through Jesus Christ, and they will go into the millennium reign. And then when the church is taken out, then the Antichrist will rise, and he will be able to deceive many people. Many people will be deceived, and they're going to be deceived through this coronavirus. I'm going to give it over to the brother. I'm going to say this. They're going to be deceived over this coronavirus because already they are trying to make and restate the mandate that you must have a vaccination in order for you to participate in the society. This is going to run up into the mark of the beast. I'm telling you the truth. I'll lay my line on the guillotine. You can go out there and hang me if you want to. You can turn me upside down and cook me if you want to. I'm telling you the Bible truth. Don't receive the mark. Because the coronavirus is not the mark. It's a prelude. It's a type of shock of what's getting ready to come. And the world is accepting this this year coronavirus, and they're trying to find vaccination, and they're putting a mandate on people. Well, during the tribulation period, in the middle, there's going to be a mandate on the mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you receive the mark. Woo! This is the end time. This is the end time. This is the shortly coming and the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brother Tim, give us prayer, and from that prayer that you give, go ahead and whatever the Lord laid on your heart, break it down. Brother Tim.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. Amen. We're thankful for this opportunity. We thank you for our life, health, and strength. Amen. Brother, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Amen. Hope everyone is encouraged. We are praying for the saints as well as those that are still lost. Amen. We're praying for your salvation before it is too late. Amen. Remember, we believe in salvation and love. Amen. And rightly divine the word. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we're going to get started. Amen.
All right, brother.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. You said we should be here. We thank you for this blessed opportunity. We thank you for this day and time in our lives, Heavenly Father. For we believe, Heavenly Father, this is a great time for the saints to be alive. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory and all the praise, and we thank you for your son's ultimate sacrifice. We thank you for Yahshua, for his obedience, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the burial, death, and resurrection, dear Heavenly Father. We just come thanking you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for this word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit for leading us and guiding us and protecting us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the angels for being rightful messengers, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name. We just come praying, blessing this word tonight, dear Heavenly Father. We just come praying, asking that you allow the Holy Spirit to teach your people. Again, we bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen, amen. Did you want me to go ahead and kick it off, Dr.
You go, yes, you go right on there.
Oh, amen. Amen, amen. So, well, amen. All right, then we're going to get started. Amen. We know we've been talking about Babylon. Amen. I want to continue on this thing with Babylon, and hopefully we're going to get a little more in depth as we go. But what I want to talk about, amen, that how Babylon is threefold. And I know that we talked about this before, how Babylon is a at first in the beginning, amen, when Nimrod started Babylon, he made Babylon was the first world government system, amen. It was the first world organized system. In that same system, amen, still exists today.
Amen.
That is really something to me. That's really amazing. Amen. And
yes, sir.
Babylon has now been destroyed for thousands of years. Amen. It ceased to exist. Amen. Now we're talking about the Empire of Babylon. Amen. Meaning that Babylon as a nation has ceased to exist. But its systems, amen, meaning that the way that it functioned, which was religion.
Yes.
Amen. Government.
Amen. Government.
Amen. And commerce, or your economy. Commerce and economy is the same way, same thing. It means when you buy and sell, when you do business, the way you run things, that's what commerce is. When you're selling goods and products, that's commerce. That's how economies strive. You have to make money. That's how people are able to work. That's how people are able to get jobs, because God has said to man, because of Adam and Eve sin, that man must work by what? The sweat of his brow. So the way that man, the way that man survives and lives, is that they have to have a system to say, okay, if you want to work in this system, make money to provide for your family, you have to go to work. Like I have to get up and go to work, amen. If I want to provide for my family, if we want to live, amen. You also have to get some type of form of education, amen. So what we're saying is, this was all organized by Nimrod, amen, thousands of years ago. And I was just sharing with the brother earlier how that I was watching a video. Now, this is really amazing, amen, but I was aware of this from reading books in the past about, you know, about commerce, and amen, because I work in banking. I like to read books about finances and stuff like that, selling, stock markets, and things like that. And I had found out by reading this book a long time ago that they had found some clay tablets back in Babylon. I think it was the late 1800s or the early 1900s. And what they said was that this tablet contained information on teaching people how to become wealthy. Amen. I thought that was very interesting. And I also saw this video today that said that they had a mathematical system that was ahead of its time. It was so far advanced that we can barely understand it today. And the only reason that the archaeologists and the scientists acknowledge that we're able to understand those tablets is because they found more tablets that explain, amen, these mathematical findings and how it works. And so in saying that and thinking about that, we talked about how the new Babylon is going to be rebuilt. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Babylon is going to be rebuilt. So remember that Babylon is threefold, but in Revelation chapter 17, it talks about the religious Babylon, and in chapter 18, it talks about the commercial Babylon, okay? So we said that it is threefold. It is because every government, every system, and if you think about it, every community functions off this ancient system. So you have religion, like you go to every community. Hey, man, we used to joke about it here in Texas. You drive one block, you'll see a church almost on every block, amen, the black community. Amen. Which is a good thing, amen, if they are truly teaching the word of God. Amen. But we know that Satan has created his ancient religious system to serve who? To serve him.
Yeah.
Okay? So this system that Nimrod set up, this religious Babylon system, is ancient, and it serves Lucifer. This is why they have these different symbols. Every time you see on different companies, those symbols symbolize something. And it also symbolizes some type of power in order for them to generate income. I was reading about that. I thought that was kind of crazy that they tell you a lot of times those symbols mean something. Now, I know most of the time we don't know what they mean. I know I don't certainly know what they mean. I hadn't studied that deep. But again, this is all points back to who? The devil, Lucifer, Satan, to serve and worship him. And then you have your government. Your government is how you control your people. This is how you have what we call civilization, okay? Because they want to seem and act like they are what? Civilized. But we know that they're not civilized behind the curtain. But we know that they have to have civilization if they want what? Order. This is how you have order. Amen. Because they don't want people running just rampant and just doing any and everything, even though we know that they're doing evil and wicked things. But they want to project to you that, hey, this is a civilized world, but they're actually serving the devil. Amen. Now, the religious Babylon is in Revelation 17, and the government of the Babylonian system is also, excuse me, in chapter 17. Excuse me, amen. Now, Revelation 18 contains the commercial Babylon.
Yeah,
okay. Right. Now, here, watch how the system works. The religious Babylon is symbolic, amen, amen, of Rome. And why do we say that? Because we know that the what? The Vatican. Think about it. The Vatican is in control of the world's religious system. Most of the time when you hear the Vatican say things, most of the time the rest of the world will comply. Now, they will say that. You say, well, how's that? Well, they'll tell you that you can have your different religion. You can call it Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, Methodist. But if you're not careful and rightly dividing the word, amen, and we know there's a lot of churches that's not serving the Most High God, then you fall up under the faith of the satanic religious system, amen, which is symbolic, which still falls upon the wrong. This is why you have Catholicism, amen. We talked about that. Amen. It doesn't make any sense that that men get together and they don't marry. I've never understood that concept. When I heard that back in the day, I'm like, why in the world would they not get married? But then you see them messing with children or each other. Amen. There's been reports of that, that they have some type of ritual to where they'll lock themselves up for days. Amen. Brother, I tell you, you ain't locking me up with a bunch of men for no period of time. Amen. I don't need that in my life. Amen. Ain't no such thing as a, what they call it, a retreat. I can retreat with my wife. I don't need to retreat with a bunch of men. And the devil is a lot. Amen. You see, a lot of times you got to watch a lot of stuff that they be doing. And there's a lot of churches do that stuff.
A lot of churches do it.
Amen. Talking about we going to retreat for 2 or 3 weeks. Man, the devil, you can retreat all you want to. You think I'm going to be around a bunch of men for 2 to 3 weeks locked up, no cell phone, no man, please. That sounds funny enough. That just to me, doctor. I'm just speaking for me. That sounds funny to me, brother. You ain't locking me up. I ain't interested in that. Amen. Amen, doctor. And I'm going to retreat. Going to be some women around because we ain't going to have all that. Amen. Because I just don't believe in certain things, but you do what you want. Amen. But we see how the religious Babylon is set up. So you got atheists. You got, I heard some things about certain different denominations. Amen. I ain't going to call nobody denomination out. Amen. But I heard that there's a lot of pastors sleeping with children and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's a cult.
Yeah.
That's evil.
Cult.
That is satanic. Amen. That has nothing to do with God. And now you got pastors that are coming out talking about they are gay and lesbian. And people are actually lined up in the churches to listen to them and follow them. Again, this stuff is devilish and satanic. We must call it out and call it what it is. Amen. And now they are coming out the woodworks. Amen. And you got the people out here in the world. You got this Scientology church that's been around, though it became popular in the 90s. I don't really know how long they've been out, but they've been out for a very long time. Amen. And you know, you got this guy, Anton, that came out. I can't remember how long he's been out. He's been out a while. He's the one that started the Satanic Church and actually has some type of satanic.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He got some type of satanic Bible. So, again, what I'm doing is just introducing to you how this religious system has always been around. This Babylonian system has been around. But it was actually at one point a empire. It was a nation. And it had all these abominable things. And in fact, I got a book that tells me how many gods that they served back in ancient Babylon. It was amazing how many gods that they served.
Uh-huh.
And they only counted like a handful of them were like the man. They're like 10 to 20 of them were like the main god, but they had hundreds of them. But they mainly acknowledged 10 to 20 of them. In fact, I got a book. I don't have it in my room right now, but it's called, I believe it's called The Two Babylons. I think it's something like that, by Alexander Hislop. I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I got to get the book, but I do apologize if I'm giving you the incorrect information, but I will make sure to clarify it. But just want to share that with you because that book tells a lot, gives a lot of information on how Babylon started and how Babylon functioned and how this man proved that the papal worship falls upon that ancient Babylonian religious worship.
Yes.
Now remember, amen, doctor, amen, man. He got some good stuff in that book. And the thing is that the Babylonian Empire itself is gone. The Babylonian nation is gone. But what they did was just transition that knowledge. And that's what happened. That's how this continued on was because why? They had the worship the religious worship of these satanic gods.
Yeah.
They still understood that. So when God confused their language back at the Tower of Babel, what did they have in common? Regardless of what language they speaking, they recognized these false satanic gods that they were serving. And that's how they continued to communicate with each other, no matter what they spoke. Like I'm going to give you an example. Like Ra in Egypt is the sun god. Well, he was still the sun god, amen, the false god, little g. And just because the language was confounded, how could they relate? By this false religious god. So this is how this system, religious system, just simply transitioned to what? Different nations. That's why they say that they worship one this particular god, but they just had a different name according to the different nations or tongues that they spoke in They just had a different name because they spoke different languages, but it represented what? The sun god, okay? Amen. I thought that was very interesting in reading that. Amen. So remember, we were talking about the religious Babylon. Now, because the empire of Babylon was conquered, it ceased to exist. It was conquered, amen. And when it ceased to exist, what they did, they saw the brilliance of this, amen. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It was a brilliant system. So a lot of times what people say is, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We just adopt this system and say, hey, they probably say, hey, this system is better than our system. And as I told you earlier, amen, they found out that a lot of things that the Babylonians did in ancient times, they was ahead of their time. This is why they adopted their system into their current system, and it's passed down. Amen. I'm going to look at, let me show you. It's called the Ages of the Gentiles. I was looking at this over in the book of Daniel. See if I can find it real quick. But you know what I'm talking about. If I can't find it, I'm just going to attempt to name them off. Is Rome and Greece were the last two. It was, I think Persia was one. Let's see. The other one, so I did mention Greece. Give me one. I had my page on it, amen, but I went away from it. I'll come back to it later on. I'm going to pull it back up. I got it in my book, but I'm going to come back to it, amen. But I'm going to move on, amen, because I don't want to hold on. I want you to get it turned over to you in a minute, amen. But the government system, let's talk about that real quick. The government system, and then I'll come back. I'll pass it over to you, amen. We'll come back and talk about commerce later, amen. But the government system, amen, what is your government? So the Illuminati, amen, the Vatican, amen, you're talking about people who are the closest to demons and to Satan, amen. I believe that they actually have actual contact with Satan, amen. We know that Satan is the prince of the air, but I believe that they have some type of contact, amen. If they're not directly contacting him, they're dealing with demons. Amen. So remember, it's a hierarchy. It's a chain of command. Amen. And I believe that, amen, the Antichrist right now on earth, amen, he may have actual communication with Satan. So it's a governmental system that trickles down. So I remember growing up, amen, of course, we always thought the president, and because America was supposed to be such a powerful nation, we thought the president of the United States was the toughest guy in the world. We thought he ruled everything. There was nobody higher than the president. But guess what we learned years later? And I knew something was up when they assassinated President Kennedy. I remember when I saw that my junior year in high school, I was shocked. I just remember my dad and him talking about it. And my dad used to always say that Lee Harvey Oswald killed President Kennedy. But when you see the documentary on there, you say, no. I go back to my dad and said, Dad, I don't believe that. I said, this is something more wicked and diabolical. This is bigger than Lee Harvey Oswald. And so I'm saying to you is these presidents, these queens and kings, whatever you want to call these guys, these Arabic emirates, whatever you want to call these guys are just over the nations. They are puppets over the nations. The hierarchy goes to aliens as far as demons, because we know that we found that the aliens are actually what? Demons. They have to have some type of body because they're what? Disembodied spirits. So they have found a way to possess these demonic alien bodies, and they communicate. In fact, I mean, I forget to turn over to you, bro. I know I got a lot of information.
Break it down.
But, amen, but I watched this documentary that the governments of the U.S., these high people, these high officials, they're like military men. They're high-ranking military men. These are people who call the shots. You're probably talking about people who, when it's time to go to war, they're the guys that make the decisions for this country. And one of the guys, they went into this dark room, and they know that these very large chairs was in the room. And these guys was in shock when they was introduced to aliens, and said that one of the guys was so upset that he could not believe that the American government officials, the high people in the government were reporting to aliens that he got so mad and walked out. I said, man, and there's so much stuff behind that. You do your own study, your own research on that, but this is your government system that sets into place your military. You have your high-ranking military officers that's under your chief and commander, as they call them, which is who? Your president, right? And then you have what? You have your political system. You have your senators, your governors of your states. And then so you go from the U.S. government to your personal state government. And then you have what? You get to the political field, which also have your attorneys, your judges, your police system. This is all part of your government system. And if you, there's a lot of stuff I want to say. Hey, amen. I got to turn over to the brother right now, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to come back and touch some more on that. But I just want to show people how this is all connected, because I used to always wonder why, if a lot of stuff is so illegal and these attorneys got so much power, because I've talked to attorneys, I'm like, man, don't y'all know y'all can turn this country upside down for African-Americans and minorities, and a lot of y'all know a lot of stuff that they're doing is illegal. But the reason that they won't do it is because they are in a brotherhood. They have sold out so they can make money and live good, get jobs, get opportunities. Amen. This is what all this is about. All these judges, they are all in cahoots, police officers. They've all joined this Masonic fraternal sorority order. That's it, doctor. They are all in cahoots. This is why we can't get nothing done. Amen. In this country, in this world, because these people all serve Satan. It's a brotherhood. Black, white, it don't matter what color you're looking at, they all are serving Satan. Go ahead, Doc. I'm going to turn over to you. I'm going to come back and come back.
You're into it. See, this is the devil working behind the scene, and he's using the human race to deceive the human race. And he uses the fallen spirits. These fallen demons, these fallen angels that used to be in the presence of God Almighty as holy angels, and they became so corrupt that they was cast out of heaven. They came to earth. They deceived Adam and Eve. Satan took possession of the human race, and by Satan taking possession of the human race and taking control of the human race, he organized every false religion on the planet. Every false religion on the planet comes from the devil. Every false religion. There are over 3,000 different kinds of ways that man has inquired from these wicked aliens, these demons, because that's what they are. They are fallen angels, UFOs, and flying saucers. These are demons working in the air. How do you know, preacher? I have to go to the Bible to find out where these things are. Go to Ephesians. Go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Apostle Paul writes, the 12th verse. It says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is where Satan is lodged. He's lodged in the heavenlies. He's lodged in first and second heavens. He used to be in the third when he was cast out of heaven. Oh, long time ago, he was dethroned from his position. He deceived Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve became influence under the rulership and the control of the human race. All right? You will say, well, brother, what you talking about? You trying to tell me that the devil rules the world? Well, let's go to the book of Rome, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Amen. And let's see what Paul says about this year fallen angel with all his cohorts in the book of 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Listen what it says. Listen what it says. In the 4th chapter, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, it reads this. Praise God. It reads, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world. Well, who is the small g? The God of this world is Satan. He rules the human race. He controls the human race. He caused the human race to fall through Adam and Eve. And when they fell, Satan took control of men's mind, men's heart, and even some men's body. He took control of the human race. The human race is under a curse through Satan. The human race was cursed when Adam and Eve disobeyed God because they were told not to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The human race fell down to zero factor. In other words, it became so corrupt and abominable and sick-minded that the world is in the shape that it's in today because Satan is under control and controlling the human mind, the human heart, and the human system. And the three human systems is the political Babylon, the commercial Babylon, and the religious Babylon. And he controls that. Men have ruled the world under the influence of Satan, and it only causes corruption. It causes wars. It causes distress. It causes liars. It produces whoremongers. It produces homosexuality, lesbianism. It produces incest. It produces bad marriages and disgruntled marriages. It produces porno is rampaging through our ages, and it got the world in a sick condition. It's so sick that men have rejected the mercy of God, rejected his son, rejected his resurrection, rejected his love, and man is saying, we don't want Jesus, we don't want God. The devil's telling people, we can run this world, and what the devil's going to do is going to run it right into hell. And that's where the world is headed. My God, I know that's heavy stuff. That's heavy stuff, because you should look at the world today. Look at it.
Man.
Just take a good panorama view of how our children are being kidnapped. Listen, what they're doing. They're taking little girls. They're taking little boys. Where do they get this influence? But Satan is the cause of this. Satan don't care nothing about a baby. Don't care nothing about you. Don't care nothing about your soul. Don't care nothing about your salvation. Don't care nothing about your welfare. The devil is a destroyer. He's a liar. He can't do nothing but what? Kill, rob, and destroy. Look at our America. America is being destroyed, eliminated. They have took God out of the school. They have took God out of some of the churches. They have took God off of the street. They have took God out of the government. They have took God out of the commercial. They took God out of everything. And so the devil said, now there's no power left in mankind to resist my power but the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm going to try to get the world to do, to deny. Woo, listen to what I'm saying. The devil said, I want the world to deny that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Because if Jesus Christ is not God Almighty, guess what? The whole world just wants to get ready to go to hell. Because hell is the only place that a sinner can go. But Jesus Christ is not just a mere man. He's just not somebody that comes from under a rock. But he is the rock. He's just not some angelic being. Jesus Christ is God Almighty, and God Almighty rules the world, but seems like he can't rule man because, number one, man said, I don't want to be ruled by him. I don't want to fall under the mighty hands of God. I don't want to humble myself. I don't want to repent for my sin. I love what I'm doing and love what I'm doing and doing what I love. And so the world now is in a mess on top of itself. And there's no way to escape the wrath of God but through his son, Jesus Christ. But what Jesus Christ done, nobody else can do. Nobody else made an attempt to do. And that was that God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, came down through 42 generations, born in wrapped in swaddling clothes and born in Bethlehem of Jerusalem, born in a manger. And when he was born a God man. He was God inside a man. And how much was he God? He was so much God that when he was in the cradle and he was birthed by Mary, he still could rule the world. When he was 12 That's years right. old, he still could have said, son, stand still. And they tell me the world didn't fall apart when God became flesh. Good God Almighty, he still was God. And when he was in his infant days, when he was just a little baby, he still could rule the world. Good God Almighty. You talk about a God. A God of gods and a Lord of lords. And he stayed up on this earth, what? For what? He stayed on the earth for 33 and one half years while there was other religions around. There was all kinds of religions around. There was the Buddha religion. There was the religions we have today are orchestrated by demons, are orchestrated by the devil, are orchestrated by wicked spirits, are orchestrated by Nephilim, and orchestrated by all kinds of wicked, evil spirits that have these false religions. And all these false religions today is nothing to them because they ain't never met the God that opened up the Red Sea. They ain't never met the God that said, I am that I am. They ain't never met the God that became man. They ain't never met the God that hung on Calvary's cross through his son Jesus Christ and dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder, went down into the grave and preached to those in prison and got up on the third day morning. The heathen nations don't know nothing about this God, but the only God they know is the God of demons and the God of Nephilim and the God of wicked right. spirits. And these religions today are run by Lucifer, Jehovah Witness, a false God. You got humanism, a false God. You got the occult, a false God. You got the evolutions, a false God. You got witchcraft, false God. You got atheism, you got Buddhism, you got Taoism, you got Islam, you got paganism, you got agnosticism, you got Hinduism, you got spiritualism, you got Bhagavad, you got Scientology, you got deep. You got voodoo, you got Satanism, you got circleism, you got Mormonism, and anything with ism in it is no good. But let me tell you one thing about it. It's Jesus alone and Jesus all by himself. He brought salvation to the world, and the world is saying, I don't want it, but that's all right, because there's a day coming when every man, every child, every drunkard, every liar, every prostitute, every homosexual, every lesbian is going to stand before the throne of God. Oh, yes, they are. You might be thinking you're getting by, but you won't get away. Right. And one thing about it, if you want to know what kind of men is going to be at the judgment seat, I'm going to go over here and talk to John the Revelator. And John the Revelator, give me some information on what kind of men will be lost, what kind of men will stand before the great white throne, and what kind of men these will be in the sixth chapter. Good God Almighty of Revelation, we will find it says, look at him. It says here in the sixth chapter, the 14th verse, at the coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And these will be the Illuminatis. These will be the wicked ones and the Baphomets. These will be the gods of Baal and the gods of Moloch. These will be all these ancient spirits that are ruling the world today. And the last world empire on the earth is called the One World Government. And this One World Government is ran by these men. The One World Government is going to be run by the New Age movement, United Nations, the Club of Rome, the Knight Templars, the Skull and Bone, the Illuminatis. We got the Foreign Relations, we got the Bilderbergs, and we got the 12 Majestics, and we got the Jesuits. And these come out through the Roman Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church is connected up with the aliens, and these aliens are demons, and the Roman Catholic Church is getting their information from these demons and injected it into the Pope, and the Pope is going on the name of saying that he believes in Jesus Christ, but he don't believe in no Jesus Christ. He's a phony. He's and the world loves a lie before they love the truth. And now we live in a world. We live in a sinful world. We live in a world that's on its way to hell. And somebody ought to say, amen, I want to be delivered from sin, death, hell, and grave. And I tell you what I did. I called on Mohammed, and I didn't get no answer. I called on Buddha, and I didn't get no answer. I called on all the false gods and all the false deity, and I couldn't get nothing. I tell me that they even make statues and put them up and worship statues when the statue can't talk, the statue can't walk, the statue can't see, but yet still they pray to them. And if you pray to them and believe in them, Satan will do the work for you. He'll do all kind of miracles. He'll do all kind of wonders. And people believe that's the work of God, but it's not the work of God, because God ain't got nothing to do with the devil. He ain't got nothing to do with sin. He ain't got nothing to do with lying and backbiting. God said, I'm a righteous God. I'm a holy God. And no wicked can stand before my presence. And so the world now is on leg. We own the Babylonian captivity. We own the Babylon. We own the Median Persians. We own the Roman, and we own the Assyrian Empire. All these kingdoms are in existence today, but it's a system that's going on today. And this system is saying, hey, we're headed for the one world government. In order for to go for the one world government, we've got to have a plan to get the people to believe that when the Antichrist comes in the middle of the tribulation, and I start the mark of the beast, that you won't be able to buy and sell unless you receive the mark. I got to get a plan ahead of time. I got to prelude this thing. I got to fix this thing so when this thing occur and people being branded, they will accept it quicker than if they didn't have this coronavirus, because this coronavirus is a gateway. It's a gateway for people to accept the mark of the beast, because now they're making it mandatory that if you don't receive the vaccination, you will lose your job. You won't be able to work. And then if you don't get this shot, you won't be able to go to stores. You have to stay home. And some folks are digging into it. They believe that if I get the shot, everything's going to be all right. But I tell you, it's not going to be all right. It's programming you for the middle of the tribulation when the Antichrist, the one world leader, the dictators of the dictators, this man that's coming on the scene, he's going to be the dictator of the dictator. He's going to make all the other dictators during the time of Nimrod all the way up to Hussein, humanity. He's going to make these guys look like playboys. He's going to be what? I think what he's going to be. This Antichrist is going to be the world leader of every nation. And the nations of the world will follow him. Because what
that's
he's
right.
going to do
Amen.
In the middle of the tribulation period, he's going to do something similar to Jesus Christ, but it's going to be a Mickey Mouse showdown. It's going to be a circus. It's going to be a Barnum and circus. It's going to be clowns and monkeys and gorillas, spirits that's going to control mankind. And then the world is going to believe that this man is Lord Almighty. Because what he's going to do, he's going to say resurrection of the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he's going to present it before the world, because the Antichrist is going to be assassinated, just like the brother said President Kennedy was. And when they assassinate President Kennedy, they said now he seemed like he's going to be, they thought it was going to be a resurrection, but he didn't get up out the grave. But this year, Antichrist is going to come on the scene in the middle of the tribulation. He's going to be killed and laying in the morgue for 3 days and three nights, and then there's going to be a war. What this war going to be about? This war is going to be a royal, divine, galactical war between Michael and his angels and Lucifer, the devil, the red dragon, mm-hmm. and his angels. And these angels, listen to what I'm saying. These angels are going to be cast out of the first and second heaven. This is real. This ain't no play. You see the increase of crime. Every year the crime go up. Every year people are killing more. Every year people are getting in the streets, mopping up each other and breaking down stores and racial injustice in there, murdering each other. They go to court and they let them go. The reason why they let them go, because the prison house is full of people, full of devil. And the church folks are even full of this old Lucifer, because they're running their minds and causing the preachers lies and tell people that get a whole lot of money and God is going to bless you, and getting people away from the real meaning of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The only way you can be saved, you got to come through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And no preachers. I ain't found too many preachers lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. They're lifting up themselves. They're lifting up their houses. They're lifting up their jet planes. They're lifting up their women. They're lifting up everything but the name of Jesus Christ. And they're not telling people hell to shun and heaven to gain. They ain't talking about hell. They ain't talking about the agony and the pity for sight you will be in if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ. You can belong to a church until tell me your face can look like the front door of a church and still go to hell. You can be a doorkeeper. Mm-hmm. You can be a You're going to be a choir member, because your works ain't going to get you to heaven. Your good looks ain't going to get you to heaven. Your money ain't going to get you to heaven. Your good looks and your education ain't going to get you to heaven. And your women ain't going to get you to heaven. And your shaking the preacher's hand ain't going to get you to heaven. And let me tell you, all your vacations and all your partying and all your gambling and all your whoremongering is not going to get you to heaven. You're going to bust hell wide open. And you're going to bust hell wide open because you refuse. You refuse to receive the mercy of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he nailed, let himself be nailed to Calvary. And Daniel said this, and I'm going to hand it over to the brother. Daniel said this in the book of Daniel, about the third or fourth chapter, somewhere in there, where Daniel saw this great statue. He saw Egypt. He saw the Assyrian Empire. And basically, he saw the Babylonian Empire. He saw the Medo-Persian Empire. He saw the Grecian Empire. And he saw the Roman Empire. These are empires that existed upon the earth in that day, and they still exist, but they exist under a system. That same spiritual, low-down, dirty, crooked, rotten, undercover spirits are working in our government today, and that Daniel said, I saw a stone hewn out of the mountain coming down, and it hit the earth. When it hit the earth, it broke up the statue from the head down to the toe. The statue fell, and it doomed. And that's what's going to happen when Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, he's going to meet the battle of Armageddon. And who is the stone? The stone is Jesus Christ. And he's a trap stone. And when he comes back to the earth, he's going to destroy the kingdoms of the world. And the kingdoms of the world will become the destruction of everlasting destruction. And the stone will end up becoming the rule and reign of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. All the kingdoms you see today, all the wickedness that you see on this planet today is doomed. And those that follow after Lucifer and follow after the red dragon and follow after these wicked spirits and the system that they're bringing down, they're going to be doomed. Don't be caught without Christ when the rapture occurs. Because if the rapture occurs, you're going to be left here and you're going to have to face the greatest, most treacherous dictator that ever hit the planet, and that will be the devil. Listen to what I'm saying now. The devil in the flesh.
That's right.
The devil is going to enter the Antichrist, and he will become the beast, and he will rule the European common market. He will rule.
Oh, there you go. Amen.
He will rule every nation on the planet. And when he gets control of the economical system, the political system, and the religious system, he said, now I got you. Now, if you don't
That's
worship
right.
me now, if you don't worship me and bow down to me and receive the mark of the beast, the mark represents damnation to your soul, because you have sold your soul to the devil. And the world today is selling souls. Nimrod started that stuff. He was a soul.
That's right.
And he gathered souls all around the time of the Euphrates River and the Tigris River and the Gihon River and the Pison River. He began to go out and gather people's souls to help them build a tower. And now the Pope and the One World Church is gathering all nationalities, all to come together under one tent.
That's it.
And we can the Antichrist trying to play Christ, and it's going to deceive many people. And
That's
many
it.
People given over to what? A reprobate mind. Many people will believe a lie before they believe the truth. And the world today is believing every false white preacher that's preaching lies, they will believe it. And they are going to be deceived, because God said, I'm going to send a stronger legion that you believe a lie. And the woman that you see on the color of a beast is a false church. And
Amen.
A false day exists right now. And there's some people in truth, is walking in the true faith. They're in a true church preaching the gospel, but there's some people in there that's not saved are going to fall for this here Antichrist because they're not saved. If you're not saved, most likely you will join this One World Church government. Because this One World Church government says this, and I'm going to give it over to the brother. This One World Church says, I don't care where you come from. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a whoremonger. I don't care if you're a liar. I don't care if you're homosexual. I don't care if you're polygamism. I don't care if you're an adulterer. I don't care nothing about your status quo. The only thing I want you to do is just bow down and worship me.
Amen. That's right.
But the gospel says, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the world said, no,
Amen.
I'm not going to repent. I ain't going to repent on that stuff. Shoot, I'm going to get my women. I'm going to go on the street and get my women. I'm going to pimp them. And I'm going to get me a gold Cadillac. I'm going to go to church at the same time. And I'm going to bow my head and thank God that what I am, now I'm glad what I am. And the world today is rejoicing in iniquity. People living like a dog, trying to give the glory to God. God don't want that mess. God wants holiness. It's holiness or hell. And the only way you can be holy is the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. And that same old spirit is in our air today. People are breathing it. It's over your head. It's underneath you. The devil is like a lion seeking you may devour. Let me tell you, One World System is almost here. It's almost done. We get ready to kick in on the 7th week, spoken by Daniel the prophet. What we see now is the coronavirus. Another one is coming. And they're trying to find what? They're trying to find a vaccine. Guess what? It ain't going to work. It's going to cost the world to go into this prelude of the mark of the beast. So when the mark of the beast come, people be saying, I'm so glad I got my coronavirus and I'm still here. Now, it's going to cost you your life. It's going to make you want to make a decision on which way you want to go when you die. If you want to sell your soul to the devil, you can do that, or you can reject the plan that the devil had and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Apostle Paul said, 10:9, Romans 10:9. Believe.
Amen.
Confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart. that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. That's it. You don't have to go bow down to the Bible. You don't have to be worried about killing a baby and offering sacrifice. You don't have to worry about going in the temple having sex organs and trying to get your rocks off and come out talking about, well, the Lord loves me. He'll forgive me. Yeah, he'll forgive me. But when he forgives you, he wants to sanctify you. And if you ain't been sanctified, then you ain't been forgiven. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father. You got to come by Jesus Christ. So don't let no demon in hell tell you just because you go to church, you're going to heaven. You're not going to heaven until you come to Christ. And if you don't come to Christ, you got to pay. You got to pay. You got to pay for your own sins. God bless you, brother. Roll on with it.
Amen, doctor. Good word. That was awesome. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. I like what you said about the coming markets. Amen, because I was just about to talk about that.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. So I just go to show that we are on one accord. Amen. We're bringing you as much knowledge as we possibly can about, amen, the things to come and where we are currently at in this world today. Amen. So
yes,
make no mistake about it. Amen. As the brother said, we are in the last days, and we are slowly approaching, amen, the time frame, amen, of the return of Christ, return of Christ, amen. So this is not to be taken lightly. We don't want anybody to take your faith for a joke, amen. The Roman Church, amen. You know, the Bible talks about the last system, amen. The mystery Babylon, amen. This system has been used for thousands of years. This system is about to come to an end. It's a Luciferian satanic system. Amen.
Yes,
implemented by the devil, because men have sold their souls, amen, for worldly gain.
Yes,
amen. We know what the Bible says about that. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul? And this is what's happening. Amen. So we talk about the mystery of Babylon, how it will be located on seven hills. Amen. And it must be seen from the Mediterranean when on fire. And the blood of the saints, amen, was shed there.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. And this only place, amen, is Rome. And Rome is also the mother of the European coming markets.
Come
all
on,
right?
Boy. Tell
amen. So this is what we're talking about. And we're talking about what? Those threefold, amen. Now watch this, amen. I'm going to share some more with you, amen, then I'm gonna get on, but amen, but I got to share some information with you. Amen. We talked about the religious Babylon system and the government system. Now, we know over in Revelation, the 17th chapter, amen, I just want to read a few scriptures. Amen. I want to give it to you, give some scriptures. Watch what it says. Amen. Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It says that in verse 4, amen, Revelation, the 17th chapter, amen. Let me see if I can find it. Amen. I want to see where she was riding on the beast. And so we know that the woman is what? That's symbolic for the religious Babylon. We told you who we believe is in control of it. Amen. The Vatican. Amen. And because they are what? Rome has always been behind this thing. Amen. And I did find my bookmark. I'm going to go back to it here in a minute. Amen. How the papal worship is basically just simply using the ancient Babylonian religious system to worship, to implement all these false gods, all these false religions. So they are responsible in making sure that the world worship who? The devil. Worship demons.
Yeah.
Worship false gods. Worship the fallen angels. Ultimately worship Lucifer. Amen. This is their responsibility to deceive the world. This is how they got these big time preachers giving you motivational speeches. They got you asleep.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. They ain't teaching you the truth. You don't even know what's going on. They feeding you stuff that's not even, amen, of the scriptures. Amen. They got you, amen, thinking that you are serving God and you're really actually serving the devil himself.
Yeah,
amen. And amen. So I want to see if I can find it. So I'm just going to read it. Hope I'll run into it. Amen. Verse four. Amen. Okay, let's read this in four. The Bible says in four. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. She has caused the world to this is why you got molestation in the church, whoremongering in the church, stealing money, amen, embezzlement in the church, amen. I heard about a lot of, amen, we talked about that last week when the pastor down there in Houston had all that money, and I saw a video that the plumber said he was so upset because he thought by now he would have heard from the pastor. The pastor has not responded to him. He's called left messages. They won't acknowledge the fact that he found all that money and all those checks in the wall. Lord have mercy. Man, don't y'all know God is about to come back, and he about to lament. Man, he about to cease all this foolishness, and he about to lay waste. He about to destroy this evil Babylonian system. Amen. Now we know that Lucifer is actually going to be the one that's going to destroy the religious Babylon, because after 3.5 years, when he's resurrected, what is he going to do?
Burn it.
He's going to call all small and great, rich and poor, to receive the mark. And if you do, if you say you don't want the mark, they're going to cut your head off. You're going to be beheaded.
Amen.
So we know that Satan's going to say he's going to do away with all that. He said this ancient religious system. He said no. He's going to declare what? He is God. He wants to be God, but we know he can't be God. Amen. We know that ain't going to happen. Amen. What's so bad about it? Amen. He's just going to get 3.5 years. Man, that ain't worth nothing. 3.5 years ain't nothing to the eternity, lake of fire for all eternity. Man, who you fooling? And folks want to worship that mess. Amen. But we know that the destruction of the commercial Babylon is lamented by the kings and merchants of the earth. And we know that Christ's second coming, amen, is what's going to end the commercial Babylon. It's a game that is being played. See, when they say the stock market is going to crash, that's a game to make people panic, to make people get out. Because what's happening is they know the game. And I tell people, and I said this before, last year when I taught about over in Revelation the 17 and 18 chapter, I think it was around January, February last year when I talked about, this year, amen, it was actually January, February this year that I talked about Revelation 18, that I talked about how the stock market is not going to crash. That's a game. They'll make it temporarily crash, but they're going to bring it back up. Why? Because you have to have commerce. You have to have your economics. You have to have people who go to work. You have to have selling of goods and services in order for this wicked system to survive. Money is the bloodline. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. Money is the bloodline of what? Your religion and your what? Government. If you don't have money, you can't have what? Religion and your government. Your government has to have money to function. This is why they know that they're falsely putting people in prison. Man, we can talk about this all night, all day. Man, we can go on about this government, this wicked government, this wicked religious system. You know what I found out, brother? I did a research some years ago and found, do you know there are more churches than banks? Churches outnumber banks by tens of thousands. This is why the churches are not penalized with taxes, because who gets all that money? They give all this money back to this religious, satanic, Luciferian system to fund billions of dollars to what? Deceive man, to lie to you. They're spending billions and billions of dollars to lie to you. That's what it's all about. It's all about deception. They get all kind of entertainment, TVs, smartphones, video games, anything to distract you from the truth, anything to keep you serving this worldly, Luciferian, satanic religious system that was put in place, and it's working. It has caused so many men to lose their souls. Amen. People have lost their lives behind money, behind women. Amen. All y'all not hear what I'm saying. Amen. As the brother said, Amen. They are using this. Look how they are out here pimping young women and children and young men, how this sex trafficking has gotten out of hand. Amen. Somebody, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying how Nigeria has, like, their government is, like, the worst. Amen. They sex traffic tens of thousands of women per year out of the country. This is sad, y'all. This is the system that we are teaching you about tonight. This is this satanic Luciferian system that was created thousands of years ago that's still in effect today. Amen. But we know that nothing is going to cease until Christ come back. When Christ come back, he's going to end this satanic system at its 6,000 years. Satan is added in. It's almost over with. It's almost done. We talk about the commercial Babylon. I'm telling you, this again, listen to me. I work in banking. I see certain stuff. I watch how people move their money around. Man, this again. When they say, oh, the stock market is going to crash, that's to make people who are not aware of what's going on to jump out of the market, make the market go down, and the rich is just getting richer. Man, you better hear what I'm saying. So what they do is they come, and I see these big boys come in, millions of dollars in their account, $100,000, $500,000 in their account. I want to buy some stock. They come in and say, Mr. Tim, I want to move my money from this account. I want to move $50,000, $100,000, and they buying stock. Because why? They playing games. They tell you the stock market is going to crash. People jump out. The dollar goes in the red. There's the best time to buy is in the red when it's cheap. So they throwing tens of thousands of dollars on stocks in the water like, Lord have mercy, and just getting rid. Next thing you know, brother, a week or two, a month later, the market is back up higher than whatever. It's a game. When they tell you the stock market is going to crash, it is not going to. That's a game. I know the game. I know what I'm talking about. I watch it. I see it every day. This is part of the satanic system. Now we're talking about commercial Babylon over in Revelation, the 18th chapter. I'm telling you how it works. Let me read to you what some of the scriptures say. Brother, is that all right? Amen. I went over my time, but amen. But you know how it is. The Holy Spirit is working. Amen, brother. I got to give the message to the people. Amen. I know that. Amen. I got to be at the bank early in the morning, but we're going to go ahead and let the Holy Spirit bless and the Holy Spirit give rest.
Go ahead.
And watch what it says. Amen. It says, watch this. Amen. Hold on one moment. Amen. This is what it says. Revelation, the 18th chapter. Now watch this. It says, for all nations have drunk, this is verse 3, 18 and 3 of Revelation says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The fornication of who? The great whore, Mystery Babylon. Who is Mystery Babylon, the great whore? Amen. We told who it was, the papal worship. Rome, the Vatican, they are controlled. That is the great whore. They've been using they have these men and these nuns. We used to always think, oh, the Vatican, the Pope was this and the nuns. No, man, that's some satanic evil stuff. God said to marry and to multiply. Anytime you go against God's orders, and see, you got to ask some questions. When people are not obeying God's words, there got to be some questions to ask about their authentication. Are they of God? Are they real? See, there was a way to know if a prophet back in the Old Testament time was real. Amen. One way was that if he prophesied something and it came to pass. That's how you knew he was what? From God. Amen. So you got to watch some of these things that these people heard in these churches are doing, because not everybody is what? Of God. So I'm going to skip around in Revelation 18. Amen. For the sake of time. Now watch what it says. Now, we already told you who is talking about, who they drink of the wine from. That cup that we talked, we showed you that cup over, amen, over in that golden cup over in Revelation 17 and 4. Amen.
Right.
And the kings of the earth, who is the kings of the earth? Your presidents, your big shots, your emirates, the Arab emirates over in Dubai that run the country. Your kings and queens of England and Europe, your dukes, the kingship in Africa, the royal families in Africa. Amen. There's a lot of royal families in Africa. that a lot of people not even worth. They go back thousands of years. They ain't billionaires for nothing. How are they billionaires? And I'm talking about not billionaires in African money. They billionaires in American and European money. They got money in Africa. Don't you fool yourself about the Africans. The Africans got some money,
right,
buddy. I got some African friends, and they'll tell you, I'm shocked. They travel back and forth from Africa to America. And, hey, let me tell you right now, them tickets ain't cheap. Some of them cheap than them. They may be cheap now because of the pandemic, buddy. But I remember a time when the tickets to go to Africa used to be $5,000 and $10,000. I was like, what? I said, man, somebody lying to us about the folks in Africa. The folks in Africa got some money. You better hear what I'm saying when I'm speaking the truth through my lips. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. I know people personally. Amen. These folks ain't broke. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you is, amen, these royal families run deep all over this planet, South America, amen, West America, Asian countries. This is what it's talking about, that the kings of earth have been taking part of her wrath and fornication and have committed what? Fornication with her.
Yeah.
These governments of the world have joined together. Everybody keeps talking about, oh, America's Babylon. Oh, Europe is Babylon. No, no, no. It's a system that they all are holding hands. They are brothers and sisters in this big Masonic fraternal sorority order that they are in. This is a brotherhood. And I can show you a proof if you go to Revelation 17:1. I showed you before where it says, I will show unto thee the judgment of the what? Great whore that setteth upon what? Many waters. In other words,
yeah,
it's talking about all governments of the world are in it together. So who is Babylon? Man, look at here. Your whole world is Babylon. Come on now. You better hear me.
Come
the
on.
Whole world is Babylon. Because why? They are all under the satanic rule of Satan. And what did the Bible say? And the brother said, he said, when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, when they gave it over to Satan, Satan took over the whole world. He runs this world. He is a prince of the earth. So right now he is in control. And because of that, he has implemented this system to deceive the world. Now let me go ahead and move forward. Now watch what it said. And it said, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. See, this religious system, this government system has enabled people. If you sell your soul, you come in, you get part of this brotherhood, you sell out, you drink you some blood, you do all kind of unseemly things,
on,
these orgies. Hey, man, look at here. Guess
come
what
on,
you can have?
Up.
You can have the riches of this world and the abundance of her delicacies. Of whose delicacy? The palpable Vatican worship that comes straight down from the demons themselves, the aliens, and Lucifer himself. They have given a chain of command to say, hey, if you do this, this, and that, well, amen, which we know that they have certain type of knowledge because why? The fallen angels have coming down from where? Heaven to earth. And the prince of the air, and what? The brother just said the scripture. What did he say? We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood,
flesh
but
and blood.
Principalities of in high places. Now watch what it says. I'm going to skip down. Watch this. To verse 7, amen. It says, how
hey.
Much hath glorified herself and live deliciously. Woo, the world is rich. Brother, I didn't know they had mansions that cost as much until a few years ago. Did you know they got mansions that cost $25 million and $100 million mansions? I said, man, who is buying this stuff? $100 million for a mansion? Lord have mercy. This is what the Bible is talking about, and have lived deliciously. I remember I went to this it was like a business conference, and man, they had people who we met some millionaires, and they was telling us how there's an island, and I'm like, what an island that all the celebrities go to, all the big rich people go to, and guess how much them rooms are per night, doctor? Them rooms at the time they was telling us were $50,000 a night. We was like, what in the world? We met these are millionaires, had big gold rings on their fingers. I said, $50,000 a night? Who paid $50,000 a night? Some folks, that's a yearly salary. Hey, man, these folks spend this type of money. And this is what the Bible's talking about when it said, had to glorify herself and live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow God says, give her, because why? You got the poor. You got the men out here working every day. Man, they are getting over and lying and deceiving us. They're lying to us. Amen. They're deceiving us. They're sex trafficking women. See, all this money, where'd they get all this wealth? Drugs. Do you know all the people who lose their lives every year from drugs? Crack? How many lives have been lost from people? Drug dealers and just going to prison, people shooting and killing it, everything. Just loose souls just going to hell behind them. Because why? They know the game, so they living richly. They sit back laughing at these folks that are killing themselves. I heard these drug cartels, these drug dealers in these different minority neighborhoods, these different countries they got over in Africa. They got these militias. They dealing drugs and sex trafficking. This stuff is all over the world, and blood money for diamonds and gold and jewelry. They're getting rich while the rich is just steady getting rich. The people at the low level just dying, killing themselves. And these big families that are all in brothers, they don't care about the people. I just saw this video was talking about this African leader about how he has so much money in his family, but the people were just poor, just of starvation. They were starving, dying. And he didn't do nothing. This type of stuff is what's going on. They have sold their soul to who? Lucifer. So they can live in comfort. They got an army surrounding them. They got so many people. Ain't nobody going to bother them, they believe. But it's going to come to head. Amen. Let me show you something I want to show you.
Ahead,
I did find it before I forget. Amen. If I got a little time. Amen. I know the Holy Spirit working with you. You know how it is when the Holy Spirit is working with you, brother. Amen. He's working with us here. Amen. This is the age of the Gentiles. Watch this. We got Babylon. Amen. Which is the same system. Now, this was the first world government kingdom. Amen. Was Babylon. Amen. Watch this. You also got, this is the time of the Gentile. You got the Medo-Persian Empire.
Yeah.
Amen. You got the Greece Empire. You got Roman Empire, amen, which is the last empire. We are here in the last, and that's why we say that the Antichrist, we believe, is going to come out of Rome, amen, out of Spain.
He's going to be of
that nation,
yes,
because we know that the Italians and the Spaniards, amen, the Romans, they're cousins, they're family, which, amen, which is where the Roman Empire come from. They're cousin nations, and this is where we believe that they're going to come from, amen. We believe that he's on this earth. Amen. We believe that he's soon to possibly come on the scene. Amen.
Come on now.
Guess who's after that? Amen. Guess who's after that? The kingdom of our God, Yahweh in heaven. Amen. He's going to send his son Christ, amen, Jesus, to come back, and he's going to put an end to all this foolishness. Hear what I'm saying. Man, he's going to put an end to this. He's going to shut it down. See, right now they're lying. This is false unity and false peace. That's why they got this false religion that they putting together. There's one word. It's a false peace. It's deception. It's a false peace.
Yes, it is.
And they are lying to you, talking about, we're going to stop this. We're trying to stop drugs. They ain't trying to stop drugs. They're the ones that sell us drugs and bring it to the country. We're trying to stop prostitution. They're a lie. They're the ones that's in control of the sex trafficking and making most of the money. It's a billion-dollar industry to sex traffic underage girls. They know about it. They've been knowing about it. They've been doing it for what? Thousands of years since the time of ancient Babylon and Nimrod. And even before then, because the fallen angels taught them how to do these things, amen.
It was just passed down,
and amen, when Cush got a hold of it, amen, he said, wait a minute, this is how they were doing it before the flood, amen. You better read the book of Enoch, because it talks about his son, was one of the eight souls that was on that ark. It talks about, amen, how he came, and he was doing the set of things. This was Noah's son, and he was doing the things that the fallen angels had taught man. He had continued, and because of him, he taught his son Nimrod, and that's where the rest. It just takes one. That's all it takes. Lucifer, I can just get one. See, in the garden, he got Eve. Amen. After the flood, he got Cush, taught his son Nimrod, and look at the world now. Look at the condition, the state of the world, and this is what he wants, billions of souls going to the lake of fire. That's what he wants. Now, watch this. Now, before I get ready to hand over to God, I got some
good
little bit more, if you don't mind. Amen. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit lead. Now, watch this. Now, I did tell you, I got a lot of information, but I already know how it works. You only get so much out of so much time, so I'm doing the best that I can. Amen. Now, watch this. Revelation, the 19th chapter. Lord have mercy. Who is this a testimony about? Well, who are we testifying about? Man, you better know it. We are testifying about our Lord and Savior in Revelation 19. So when we get, amen, when we get to Revelation 19, amen, we're going to talk about some stuff here. Amen. Let me pull up my little note. Amen. Now, watch. Now, remember, we've been talking about the mystery Babylon and the commercial Babylon and how the Babylonian system is threefold. It's religion, which is the great whore. It's the beast that she rides on, which is the government. And then you got the commercial Babylon, amen, which is Satan. Satan controls the money system. That's why the all-seeing eyes on the what? The dollar bill, amen, because he's behind it, amen. And then the fallen angels taught them all this. Then I told you earlier about how I read and found out about this mathematical system. They found a tablet. All this knowledge comes from the fallen angels shared this information with man, passed down through Cush and Nimrod and to us now. Now watch this. Read Revelation, the 19th chapter. It is threefold, as I stated to you. I'm going to try to read as quick as I can. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the what? Highest praise. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It is the what? Yeah, it is the highest praise. Amen. Now, you think about that. This is threefold, okay? Because if you read it, you'll see hallelujah again in verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you go down to verse 6, and I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunder, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord God is omnipotent, reigning. Now watch this. Now I'm going to jump down, and I want you to take a look. Who's going to destroy? What is it going to take to put everything back in order? Paul prophesied how he was going to put his enemies, amen, under his feet. We can't wait for Christ to come back. Amen. Ain't that what he said, doctor?
Amen. Yeah.
That's what he said. Now, I know a lot of – that's what he said. He said he's going to put his enemies under his feet. And that's what we want. This is what he was talking about. The heavenly warrior defeats the beast, amen, which is the Antichrist, amen.
Yes, sir.
And so we're gonna go and see what he said. Verse 11 said, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. So who's going to take to cast down the religious system? Because remember – the religious ancient system is going to be taken over by who? Lucifer himself. So it's going to take God to Christ is going to defeat the beast because he thinks he's God. So he's going to defeat him. The world governments, it shows you over in Revelation 6. We talked about that last week, Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 17, where all the, they're going to be running. So, man, Christ is going to lay it down on all the armies, Mr. See, Armageddon, he's going to destroy them. The governments are going to be destroyed. So he's going to destroy the beast, okay? He's going to destroy the governments. And then he also cast down the what? The commercial system.
It's going to
also be destroyed. And you can see where it says in verse 11, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he do judge and make war. His eyes was as a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. And he had a name written on him that no man knew but he himself. I have to read verse 13 because it's important. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. There it is. You got to be what? Washed in the blood. Your name has to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. And his name is called the Word of God. Lord have mercy. Now watch this. Amen. Come on, doctor. Talk about it. Now watch this. I'm going to skip down, amen, to verse 15, amen, and I'm just going to read a little bit, but I want to share that, then I'm going to be out of here, Amen. Yeah, amen. Right. I got a few more minutes. I got one. Okay. It says in verse 15, out of his mouth goeth the what? A sharp sword. And with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress, Lord have mercy, of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, Yahweh. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh name written, King of Kings,
yeah.
There he is, and Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
We're going to be right there with him. We're going to be right there coming with
right
him,
there.
Riding. Yes.
Right there with him.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read verses 18 and 19. I'm going to skip down. Let y'all read 17. I'm going to skip down to verses 18 and read it on out. Then I'm going to hand it over to the brother. I'm going to be out the way. But watch what it says. All right, then. Well, let me go ahead and read 17. It says,
ahead,
and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. Lord, have mercy. All these men, and throw their souls away. Where are they? They're in hell. That's where they are. They are dead. And these fowls of the earth are going to come and feed on their carcasses, feed on their body. The body's going to be just eaten up. The birds are going to come and eat all that flesh on the earth. And they're going to be in hell. They lost. They lost their souls.
Yes.
Verse 18 says that ye may eat the flesh of kings. That's your governments. All your people, all your politicians, your attorneys, your police officers, everyone that didn't get saved, everybody that's not covered in the blood is what I'm talking about. Amen. If you receive the Christ, amen. Then amen. You
amen.
Ain't got to worry about it. Amen. But
that's
those
right.
are certain selling their souls. They doing all kind of wicked and abominable things. What do we see? We read that over there. Amen.
Yes,
how they are abomination, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. All the people that are participating in that, they don't get saved before it's too late. This is what's going to happen to them. It says, and the captives and the flesh of mighty men and of the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them. And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts, here we go, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the throne, I'm sorry, that sat on the horse and against his army. Amen. This is not World War III. This is the battle of Armageddon. They're going to be cast down. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Lord have mercy. Watch this. That wrought miracles before him with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshiped his image. These both were what? Cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Amen. I found this amazing, doctor. They skipped judgment. They're going to be cast directly. So they had to blaspheme God. There was no chance of them being saved. They were cast before
done.
They were
yeah.
done, doctor. They were cast in the lake. They are the first to go to the lake of fire before Lucifer, fallen angels. They are the first, because if you go over to Revelation, it talks about how they were, how the rest of them were cast in there, and it talks about how were the prophet over in Revelation, the 10th chapter, it says the devil deceived them. There were. That it said, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. So the beast and the false, so the beast going first, the prophet right out of it, and then after the 1,000 years, Lucifer and the fallen angels will be cast into the lake of fire, and then judge the great white throne judgment
woo,
to judge
woo.
Those that can be brought up out of hell. God gonna bring all them souls out of hell. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. God, the name is not written in the Lamb Book of Life. And then they're going to be casting into the lake of fire. But I have to share that point.
No,
let me finish reading. Yes, sir, doctor. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Verse 20 says, and the beast was taken with him and the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Lord have mercy. And the remnant were slain with sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Brother, I got to say this, and I'm going to get out of here for tonight. Amen. Yes, doctor, it is a Lord have mercy. Brother, I have a fireplace. And you know, I don't like being cold. So, you know, when it gets cold out in Texas, and it probably don't get as cold as it do up there, but it gets a little chilly down here. And, man, you know, it was cold. So I went out there into the yard and got some firewood, and I put it on. And, you know, I always tell you about my experiences about when something's hot or when I feel that heat or when I feel like I got burned. And I was doing that fire when I put some more wood on. I said, man, that wood, that fire is so hot. I jumped. I said, Lord, and the only thing coming on my mind is a lake of fire. I said, God, is that real? Are people going to really burn like this? Man, our flesh is so tender. It is so tender to that fire. I said, man, who would want that? For all eternity, you're not going to get out, not after, not one day, not one year, not 100, not 1,000 years, not 1,000,000 years, not 1,000,000,000 years, not 1,000,000,000,000 years, but for all eternity, you have to endure that. There is no way that you can, that's why the Bible said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, meaning that, see, let me share this with you. I'm going to be out your way, brother. Let me share this with you.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Preach the word.
Amen. All glory to the Most High. Watch this. Remember when Lazarus and the rich man was in, well, the rich man was in hell and Lazarus was in paradise. Remember the rich man was able to speak and say, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger and put in water and put it on my tongue, for I am parched. He was able to speak, meaning that the pain of hell has nothing on the pain of the lake of fire, which is why hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Because the Bible of Christ said that in the lake of fire, there will be weeping and gnash. In other words, all you're going to be able to do is grit your teeth and gnash, because it's going to be so much pain, and you're going to be just constantly crying for all eternity. You ain't going to be able to talk. You ain't gonna be able to think. You ain't gonna be able to think about the good time you had, all the women you slept with, all the men you slept, all that you did. All the thing you're gonna be able to do is just remember what you did. But you ain't gonna have time to really even think about, because it's gonna be so much pain. I said, Lord, is that punishment? Is there such a punishment? Man, I feel sorry for the souls that have already been lost.
Lord, have mercy.
Man, doctor, God bless you. Thank you. Hopefully something was said tonight. I know the doctor going to do a good job of finishing up and opening up the doors of the church. Hopefully something was said to stir you, to educate you, and hopefully save those souls that are lost to change, because this world is not worth it. All the fun that you're having, I see people just having fun in this world. We want you saved. God bless you. I love you, family. Remember, you're royalty. I am royalty. Doctor, I love you too. You all have a good night. We'll see you again on Saturday and Sunday of this upcoming weekend. God bless you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me. God bless you, doctor. Amen.
Brother Tim, before you go, yes. Brother Oliver called me and told me to tell you and me that there won't be no program on Saturday and Sunday. He's got to go out of town. So we
okay.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I will.
Call me tomorrow. Okay.
I will.
All right.
God bless you. You have a good night.
God bless you. Love you, man.
Love you too. Thank you, doctor.
All right. There. You hear the word. I'm telling you, the Lord was on his spirit tonight, on his soul. We are trying to tell you, you don't want to go. You say, well, I don't want to go, but who can stop me? Who can stop me? The only one that can stop you from going to hell, if you want to be stopped, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went to hell. He went to hell. And he was down there absolutely 3 days and three nights. And while he was on there, he took the deed death, hell, and the grave. He's in control of hell, and he's the one that's over hell, and he's the one that prepared hell for the devil and his angels. He didn't prepare for mankind. No. He didn't prepare for mankind. God is not that kind of God that just want to put people in hell. No. He don't want to put nobody in hell. Why did he not want to put his creation in hell? We are made after his likeness. And we are made after the image of God. We are the only people that look like God, talk like God, have the image of God, both physically and divine. And God gave man an opportunity to choose. And having he made the wrong choice, and the wrong choice caused the fall of the human race. The devil took the human race out of God's hand by the disobedience between Adam and Eve. And he is trying to destroy Adam and Eve and try to destroy the whole human race ever since the fall. And God so loved the world. And he knew before the fall, he knew the only way that he could bring back man to himself. The only way that God had. God didn't have no other way. He couldn't find no other way. He couldn't create no other way. He couldn't make another Jesus. He couldn't speak Jesus into existence because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the great I am. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And God knew that he would be the only one that were able to take the punishment of sin, death, hell, and the grave by being nailed to a cross and crucified and hung high and stretched wide and was ridiculed, was beaten on recognition to a piece of hamburger, if I may say so. They disfigured his face. They put marks of 39 leeches of the cat nine tail and opened up his back that you could see his blood vessels and see the sinews and see the gristle in his back. They misfigured his face. They put a crown of thorns and stuck him 3 inches long into beside the scalp of his head. They beat him until he looked like somebody that you wouldn't even recognize. And he said, Father, forgive them. Taking the wrath, God took the wrath and put it on himself. He was beating himself. He let the human race crucify him, kill him, wipe him off the face of the earth. And he died. Oh, did he die? He died for me. He died for you. He died for the whole creation, including man first. He suffered. And after he had suffered, died and put in the grave and left in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights, he did that and nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it. Your mama can't do it. Your daddy can't do it. Your sister can't do it. The Pope can't do it. The evangelist can't do it. The bishop can't do it. Nobody was able to do what Jesus Christ done because, number one, he was God. And God can do anything. And when he did that, he took your punishment, your whoremongering, your lying, your cheating, your unbelief, your hypocrisy, your hypocrites, the lesbianism, the homosexual, the incest, the baby killers. He died for the rottenness of sin and the degradation of sin. He died until hell itself got disturbed on the death of Jesus Christ. And the sun went out and the moon turned to blood and there was a great earthquake. It was so great that it was no other earthquake were ever done it since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The whole world shook. Tell me it didn't. Because the penalty of sin was paid for through Jesus Christ, God himself in the flesh, died and shed in his blood. And that blood still has the same power to save your soul, save your spirit, save you from going to hell. Save you, because you can't go to hell on your own. You will go to hell if you reject Jesus Christ as Lord. God Almighty, all by himself. Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, was born in Bethlehem of Judea, stayed on this earth 33 years. Everywhere he walked, there was a miracle performed. When he talked with authority and great power. He was a slain lamb before the foundations of the world. He was meek and lowly. And he knew that Satan had humanity. And humanity got a choice today. They can choose to reject Jesus Christ and live their own life and die and go to hell. Or they can choose to live for Christ, accept him as your personal Savior, and die and go to heaven. Not of anything that you have done, but what Christ done. It's a free gift. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to work for it, because it's a gift. And the gift is eternal life with Jesus Christ forever. No more pain. No more killing. No more degradation. You don't have to deal no more with sin when you get to heaven, because there will be no sin in heaven. We'll get a brand new glorified body just like Jesus had after the resurrection. When Jesus Christ died and shed his blood, when he got up from the grave, his blood system was gone. It's already been shed. When we get to heaven, flesh and blood will never enter the kingdom of God. So in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, if you're saved and been baptized with the Holy Ghost, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you will disappear from this earth and be with the Lord of glory in heaven. And there we will rule and reign. There we will get our rewards. There we will see the effect of the great tribulation and the 7-year tribulation from the portals of heaven. We will see it. We will experience. And we will share the Lamb's Supper. My God, there will be a Lamb's Supper. And for 7 years, we will rejoice in the heavenlies until we come back again at the end of the 7-year tribulation. The 7-year tribulation now is almost here. We're almost ready to get out of here. We're almost getting ready, amen, and be ready when the trumps blow. It's going to be so loud, it's going to wake up the dead in Christ. And we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord forever, forever, and forever. No more wars, no more killing, no more racial injustice, no more welfare, no more NAACP, no more KKK, no more. And we will stay in heaven at the end of the 7-year tribulation. We will come back to earth with Jesus Christ. And we will rule and reign on this earth for for 1,000 years, and God will restore the longevity of living 1,000 years. During the millennium reign, man's age will be long, will be extended, that men will live for like 500, 400, 300, 800, 900 years and repopulate the earth to give man a last trial, a last dispensation. And that dispensation is a dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And that dispensation will deal with unbelief. God's going to prove there's one sin you can't blame on the devil and his angels, and that is a sin, unbelief. Because that sin, the devil believes and he trembles. But man has to have done one more test to show you that man is totally depraved, because during the millennium reign, men will be birthing children during the millennium reign, and they will grow up almost a perfect environment in which Christ will rule with a rod of iron, and Jesus Christ will sit in the temple that will be rebuilt in Jerusalem. And men that's born of those tribulation of people who came through the trouble in their natural body, they will enter into the millennium reign and repopulate the earth and live for 1,000 years. And at the end of 1,000 years, they will have been tested under the Holy Spirit to let you know that man still will not come to Christ during the millennium reign. They will see the nail prints in his hand. They will see the scars on his back that he was sitting in the temple. They will hear the gospel that will be preached during the millennium reign, and people will be saved, but majority of them still won't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord because of the unbelief depravities that man has been through. Six dispensations, and every one of them, man got an F. Man got an F in six dispensations. I'm going to give you the six dispensations that they came through, and man failed. The first one was innocent. The second one was conscience, Noah and the flood. The third was self-government, the Babylonian, the Tower of Babel. The next one was law, Mount Sinai. Man failed in that. The next one was promise. God promised a loving Savior. The next one is grace. And man failed grace. Next one, the Holy Spirit, the millennium reign. And man will get an F in that. But out of all the dispensation, God saved some out of all six of all seven of them, all of the seven dispensation. Man was saved innocent. Adam and Eve, conscience, Noah, self-government, promise, grace, and the Holy Spirit. You don't want to miss this great getting up morning. You don't want to miss the return of Jesus Christ to this earth, because he's going to clean it up. He's going to smash, steamroll Satan's head. He's going to cast him into the bottomless pit. From the bottomless pit, he goes into Gehenna, and there he will suffer forever. Burn! But not burn him up, but burn. Burn him till he'll want to be unrecreated, and it never will happen. And all those that follow the devil and rejected Christ, I'll say that again, all those that follow the devil and accept his system and his way of worship will be cast into the lake of fire. And And all those that accept Jesus Christ by faith through grace will live and live and live and live forever. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth will pass away. There will be no more sea. And I, John said, I saw coming out of the heaven a new Jerusalem that had 12 foundations, that was 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles long. And that was a city in which the saints of God will rule and reign, and they will walk on the streets of gold. They will praise the Lord forever and ever, and they will eat out of the tree, the 12 manners of fruit on each tree on the side of the river. And Jesus Christ will sit on the throne, and he will light the whole universe. The moon and sun will have to be eliminated, because the light will be the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we will be forever, ever, ever busy and joyful, and no more crying, no more dying, no more gambling dens, no more whorehouses. No, Lord have mercy. No more welfare. No more labor, sweating by the sweat of your face. No more of it. Hallelujah Boulevard. Street called Straight. Holy Ghost Avenue. Hallelujah. No more racial injustices. God will be the king forever and ever. Why don't you want to come? You don't want to miss this. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can get to the Father except he come by me. That's simplicity. In order to get to God, you've got to come by Jesus Christ. If you don't come by God, you will be. If you don't come by Jesus Christ to get to God, you're going to be lost forever. The Bible said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved eternally, forever, redeemed, bought with a price, sealed with a spirit. You belong to God through eternity. There's nothing in that world. It's getting bad and worse every day. Every day, somebody dying and going to hell. And I know somebody's dying going to heaven, too. And somebody getting saved every day. And somebody being lost every day. Don't go to hell. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your soul. If you would just come to Jesus Christ and confess him tonight, wherever you are, it's simplicity. You can just ask him to come into your heart and tell him, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God, and I want to accept your son for what you did for me through your son. I'm willing to forsake my sins and call on your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful name that's above every name, that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Don't be ashamed. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. If you deny me, I will deny you before my Father. You need to come to Jesus tonight, for he loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his life so that you could have life. Don't deny it. Don't reject it. Don't ignore it. Lord, One thing you got to say, I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for sinning against you. I repent of my sins, and I have a broken spirit come into my life. Save my soul. Save my soul. In Jesus' name I pray.